Welcome to the Excella Consulting Podcast, helping you to use your expertise to advance in your career, business, and create a life you love. I'm Dr. Angelina Davis, and I'm a clinical pharmacist, consultant, solopreneur, and working mom. I'm here to share all that I know about growing your career and business while striking a little bit of work-life balance. I believe that it's possible to have all that you want and more. It just takes a little work, and I'm here to make that journey a little easier. We'll dive into strategy, time and project management, leadership, and so much more. Let's get started. Welcome to episode 6 of the Excella Consulting Podcast. Today, our conversation is all about how to accomplish more in less time. And if you are living in this busy, hectic, crazy world, you know that it seems our to-do lists grow minute by minute and mile by mile. So that is fine if you have unlimited hours in a day, but guess what? We have 24. So we have to manage that the best that we can, and we have to try and get the most that we can done in that set period of time. I really learned a lot about this early on in my career. Actually, it was when I was in pharmacy school. I'm a clinical pharmacist by profession, as you know. And at the time when I was in training, I was married and newly married, roughly, only probably like a year or so. And I gave birth to my first daughter during this time. And so when I had her, I was, like I said, in school. And I did not or could not at the time sit out for a year or afford to sit out for a year. So I had to continue through training. That meant that in order to stay in the program and not have to withdraw or to fail my class and to meet all requirements, I could only miss 2 weeks of classwork. And so I had my daughter and returned to school in 2 weeks. That was a huge challenge. And I don't want to make it seem as if I did this all by myself, because I did not. I was blessed with my parents and my husband, definitely supportive friends around me to help me to navigate and to manage this the best that I could. But when it came to simple things such as breastfeeding or waking up at night and, you know, really just taking on all of these tasks, I had to be responsible for that. And I had to also be responsible for doing my work and taking my test and this time period rolled into my clinical year. So I had to go on clinical rotations, which were pretty much like a 9-to-5 job. You were there the entire time, and I was not able to, nor would I, make an excuse for having to leave. I would just try to follow all the rules as closely as I could. So that was a huge challenge. And the way that I was able to navigate that time was really by mastering, at least in that moment, my time management skills, as well as increasing my productivity. So I had researched over time and studied and, you know, learned how to really take care of many of my requirements in a very effective manner and efficient manner, so that I was able to get a lot accomplished during that time. And really, it shaped much of what my career has been since then. I'm definitely, I don't think the you know, person I am today can handle as much as she did back then. But I do know that I have taken many of those experiences and a lot that I learned during that time period that was really challenging, and used it to map out my path as I move forward, and also the path that I recommend others, you know, possibly try to help them accomplish more in less time. And so I did want to share some of that insight with you, just to see if it'll help. And maybe you'll find that you're able to get more done today. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Here are 4 reasons why. 1 is free. Who doesn't love that? 2, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Super simple. 3, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. And 4, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. is everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. One of the reasons why you're probably tuning in and continuing to listen to me ramble a bit is because you were drawn in by the need or the desire to try and get more done or to accomplish more in a given amount of time or in a day. And when you think about just the concept of a day, we know that that is a 24-hour period, meaning that it is a finite time period. We have a limited amount of time in every day that we can take on any challenge or task or even just live our personal lives. We have those limits, and those limits are our realities. We cannot change the amount of time in the day. We can't say, oh, because I'm very busy, I'm going to just add 5 more hours into my day or 10 hours into my day and then have a 30-hour or 40-hour workday. No, we are stuck with the 24 hours that everybody gets, and we have to make the most of that particular time. So when we're thinking about accomplishing more, what we also have to think about is how we are able to really maximize the time that we have and reduce the time that's being used and eaten by these unnecessary responsibilities or tasks or, you know, time wasters that seem to creep into our schedule from time to time. Now, when we think about the concept of managing a lot of different responsibilities and tasks and really putting out work, we can think of this as, in essence, capacity. And so it's our capacity to perform. And when we look at other definitions, so let's say, for instance, we look at the IT world and we think about this digital meaning of, you know, bandwidth. And so that's a term that we hear all the time, bandwidth. Bandwidth actually refers to the transmission capacity or the maximum amount of data that you can actually transmit over a internet connection in a given amount of time. And I am no IT specialist. Please do not go and say that Dr. Davis or Dr. Angelina told you that in essence, this is the formal and perfect definition of bandwidth. But that is my understanding, that it is the maximum amount of data that can be transmitted in a given amount of time. And so that's the amount of work that the particular digital device can do. Very similarly, as individuals, we have a personal bandwidth, which are limits or is a capacity for us to handle more than one thing at a time. The ability to do work is not infinite, meaning that our personal bandwidth is not something that is infinite. Everybody has limits, and those limits are different. So some people can handle more than others and some people less, but we do have limits. And when we consider our limits, we have to realize that we're limited by a number of things. One process alone is just, in essence, being able to take in the information, being able to process that information, and then being able to use it. Just going through that cycle is time consuming. And so we can maximize or improve upon the ability to do so and change our level of personal bandwidth, but it may or may not be an easy task. Now, when we think about our different levels, oftentimes we can refer to someone who has difficulty handling more than one thing at a time as someone who has a very narrow personal bandwidth. Now, if this, you know, is something that you find yourself falling into that category, or if you find yourself falling into that category, I feel as if we all have been there in some shape, form, or fashion, depending upon our environment or the setting. So not every environment requires having a very expansive personal bandwidth. There are some environments where you can function and do very well, be successful and thrive, having a more narrow personal bandwidth. But if you're in a very hectic and demanding environment, it's going to require you to stretch that capacity further. Because if you have a narrow bandwidth and you're presented with overwhelming task, then that can lead you to become very frustrated. It can also increase the likelihood of error because you're having difficulty managing a number of things at the same time, as well as leading to just stress and burnout. And nobody wants to get to the point where they can they can feel completely burnt out. But we know that that happens all the time, especially in our work environment, especially corporate work environment, and really just even owning your own business. That is extremely stressful. And so we have to think about ways that we can maximize our capacity to take on this work and just to be able to manage the work in a healthy and a very productive manner, so that we're able to achieve the work-life balance that we need in order to really maintain this long-term. So don't fret, don't worry if you have a very narrow personal bandwidth or if you're just experiencing that in the moment. We do have ways that we can tackle it. So we don't have to settle with this frustration and this stress ongoing. We don't have to settle for some of the limits that we have currently. We can grow and expand our personal bandwidth, and we can do that very strategically. But before we get into our discussion of how we, you know, are able to expand and increase our ability to take on more work and to do more in less time, the first thing we have to do is to set our priorities, because we know we can't accomplish everything for everybody. We have to pick and choose, and we have to be smart in making those decisions. We have to make sure that we understand with clarity what our purpose is and what the priorities are. And once we're able to establish our priorities, we can use that insight to then focus our efforts in three key areas in order to see the, you know, improvements and that we want. The first is going to be maximizing and optimizing our time management and project management skills. The second is to increase our leadership ability, and we'll talk a bit about how that plays in into the whole process. And the third is to increase our productivity so that we're able to get more done in less time. After we've set our priorities and we've brought clarity around what's important to tackle right now, we can then take that insight and use it to improve our time and project management. And we're doing this to be able to adjust our schedule so that we can free up time to do additional work. Now, when we think about time management, we have to be very realistic. And I think a lot of times we run into challenges because we're not being realistic with what time we actually have available. So for instance, if you have a number of meetings that you cannot change or get out of that are on your calendar, you are limited in the amount of time that you can dedicate overall. You don't have that 40-hour week that you thought you had. You have less than that to dedicate to the work that you need to get done because you have scheduled meetings and other responsibilities that you can't change that are already penciled in, and that's time already accounted for. So you have to be very realistic when you're thinking about the time that you have available to do the work and take that into account. Similarly, you have to also fully consider the projects that have to be done and that project nature. So you have to know the scope of the project, how much of an undertaking it may be to complete the project, the risks that are associated with that project, and how much time it typically takes to meet the needs of a project that of that nature. All of that goes into understanding and being able to outline some of the time that you can free up in your day. This is important, especially when we think about our work responsibilities, because our goal, again, is to have some work-life balance. We don't want this work to spill over into the time that we have designated and set aside to be with our friends and our family and to really restore ourselves after a long day. We don't want that work to overflow into that time on a routine basis. So we have to weed out some of these other tasks and things that we're doing that are eating up the time in our schedules. One way that we can do that is really maximizing and optimizing our time management skills. This can be using tasks or routines such as time blocking, tools such as time blocking to help us really carve out when we're going to do our work throughout our day. It'll help us to schedule in those necessary breaks that we need to possibly check Instagram or to check Facebook or to make a phone call. Check email. All of those things have to be accounted for because they are things that take up a set amount of time. And if we don't have control over that, you'll quickly see how a simple careless Instagram, scroll can lead to, you going down a rabbit hole for 30 minutes. And you don't want to do that because that's more time lost. So we have to set boundaries on many of these things that we are challenged with through the day and clear out room to do more work. The more we can, eliminate from our schedules that are either unnecessary or are not of our top priority right now, that allows us to have more time available in our schedules to do the work that we need to do without creating a very stressful and chaotic, situation or experience. Now, once we've eliminated many of these kind of time wasters from our schedule and other things that we could change or shift around or manage, once we've done that and maximized the time that we have to dedicate to our work, the next kind of task is for us to look back at all of our to-dos, all of the things that are on our plate, all of our projects, and see whether or not we have sufficient time to complete those tasks. And oftentimes you may do that and look and say, you know what? I still don't have the time available and the ability to complete all of this in a given day. And so when we realize that, we have to make further adjustment, right? You can't leave it there. What we have the ability to do is kick in those leadership skills in that moment, because I think we are often misled and think that we have to take on all of the responsibility by ourselves. And that is not the case in most instances. Typically, many of us work in groups or teams. And if we don't, we have the ability to seek out help. And one thing that you can do to really free up more time to do the important things that you have identified as being of top priority is to delegate. You have to delegate. And I always tell people, you can easily delegate certain tasks. One quick way to identify something that you can possibly remove from your to-do list or schedule and delegate to somebody else is to think about whether or not that task or that job requires your expertise. Because remember, you're getting paid for your expertise and for delivering a result in the end. And so if that task or project does not require that time, it doesn't require your expertise, that is something that you can delegate. If I need something edited and proofread, I can find someone who is an amazing editor to review my document. I don't have to do that myself, because I guarantee I probably can't do it nearly as well as someone that I can find that is definitely qualified and trained in that area. And actually, they can probably do it faster and better. So it's very smart to think about some of these things that you are routinely doing that you can delegate to someone else. And guess what? If you're in a situation where you can't delegate, maybe you are a on your own consulting firm or, some other type of solopreneur, coach, etc., you can hire help. That's what or kind of why the VA field has grown and expanded so in recent years. It's because people are searching for this additional help to manage many of the more complicated and projects that have to be done. And so even getting this paid assistance allows you to shift these projects that are still important, but are just not priority right now. You can shift these things to an individual who is more than capable to handle them and to manage it appropriately. And once you do that, you're still getting those tasks done. So that's the amazing part. You're still getting all of that done, but you are also freeing up significant time in your schedule to do the most important work that is going to take your focus and your expertise to deliver. And so once we've done that, we can move to step three, which is to optimize and maximize our productivity, because now we've created the room. We've created the space that we need to get our most important work done. So guess what? We got to get it done. And we want to do this in a more efficient manner. Working more productively means that we are moving from a project or a task and making progress toward an end goal. Have you ever worked all day and at the end of the day, you sit back and you wonder, what in the world did I do? I don't even remember what I did today. You can't look at anything and really tangibly see how you accomplish a significant amount of work. You just don't know where your time went. I guarantee you, in those moments, that is not or was not a productive day. And so we want to avoid as many of those as we can. They are going to happen from time to time. We are all human. So I don't want anyone to beat themselves up over those periods where we all feel less than productive. But most days, or more days than not, we want to, in essence, tackle things in a manner where we're making significant progress over the day. We want to use these focus, power hours where we're most productive to do our hardest work so that we can deliver our highest quality. When we're able to focus in our time in that manner, and our focus in that manner, we can hammer out project after project at an amazing pace because we are not stressed from the weight of all these other things that are sitting on a to-do list undone. We have the time available and the flexibility to do the work, and we have the mental capacity and the physical energy to actually take it on. And so what you'll find is that by following these steps, clearing out the time, getting things off your schedule and your to-do list by delegating, and then working more productively, you can get more accomplished in less time and not feel as stressed. And our overall goal is to leave the end of the day, or leave at the end of the day, feeling as if we accomplished a lot and still maintain our work-life balance. So that sums up our discussion for today. I just wanted to run through some key ways that you can begin to stretch your work capacity and your personal bandwidth. And you can do that. It can be done. You just have to set your priorities, master your time and project management, delegate some of these things to get them off your plate, and then increase your productivity. Hope that helps. I'll see you next time. That wraps up another episode of the Excel at Consulting podcast. It's my hope that you enjoyed your time here and that you'll join in again for another conversation all about consulting, maximizing your impact, and achieving that work-life balance you deserve. Until then, you can follow me on Instagram at Excel at Consulting, and I hope to see you, hear from you, talk to you again soon. Take care.